Does that work? Is that working?
Hello?
I guess now we wait.
Wow, see the people coming? People are coming in, but I can't even talk. All right. It is Twitter. Don't mind me shuffling. I'm just getting into bed. I don't know what to do in my closet because like the sounds are a little okay. So the reason why the sounds were so bad this morning was because I literally went outside, and they were like right there. It was someone on a ladder right next to my window. It's like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense as to why I can hear, like, my building is shaking and I can hear, like, the sounds of, like, banging. But I think they're now, like, two doors down. So it's a bit fainter, but you can still hear it from my stream room. So I was like, I've committed to a. Why would I be naked when I went outside? Of course I had clothes on. This isn't some sort of like, I don't know, nudist colony. But yeah, so. Oh, and if the space ends really abruptly, it's because I'm getting a phone call because I'm waiting on, like I took my car in for a service this morning, and I'm just waiting to see if there's anything wrong with it. Because if there's anything wrong with it, they said that they'd give me a call to authorize any like additional repairs. But hopefully it's just the service. Yeah, so you know, just oil change, tire balance, like brake fluid and stuff. No, I just needed to do like it's been a while since I've had a service, and I kind of noticed that it was taking a while for the ignition to start. So I was like, it has been a couple of years. I probably should take it in. So yeah, that's the only thing that I've noticed is that it just takes a while for like I'm turning the key quite a bit to get the ignition to start. So, but I'm sure they'll let me know if they find anything that's like out of the ordinary, because I'm worried if it's maybe it's either the battery or the ignition that could be a little bit dead. But hopefully it's just poor car. It's an old car. It's an old car. Like it's not it's at that point where it's like nice and new and shiny, and it needs to be serviced every 6 months to a year. It is like a 10-year-old car. More than that, actually, it's probably 15. Yeah, so I'd say it's the battery. So hopefully, if there's anything wrong with the battery, they can just replace it or change it or I don't know, charge it. I pump up my tires and stuff myself, but I don't really like getting inside. Like I feel like I'm gonna mess something up if I try and get into that. Batteries tend to die in winter, and it is has been a cold winter, so I'm trying to, and I'm also trying to get okay, so I have this like a lollipop, but I can't get into it. It's like Fort Knox here. Is that a place that's hard to get into? I'm trying to get into the lollipop, but it's wrapped really tightly and I can't get into it. Why won't you open it? I'm sad. I wanted to eat it. Yeah, the best way to recharge the battery is to drive car more. I need to do some drifting streams. Actually, yeah, that's probably because like all I ever I go only ever really go on like short trips. I haven't done like a big road trip in ages, but like where would I go? I don't know. Where would I even go? But I just, yeah, I just use it to take myself to, like, I don't know, train station or shops or. Yeah, Fort Candy is harder than Fort Knox. Get a knife. Oh, I think I found where it. There we go. Okay. Oh, I've ripped off some of the plastic. Okay. Let's surgical precision here. this is the interesting Sara experience that you get to have. Sara opens candy. Wow, I can't believe she canceled her ASMR for this. You can hear the sounds of the It's strawberries and cream flavor. Okay, I finally got into it. Yeah, candy wrapper ASMR. Like, one of the best ASMR. Actually, I was looking at, like, I might put a poll up after this. I was looking at some different ASMR scripts. And what I was going to do in today's ASMR was, like, just have a bunch of them ready, but then do a poll to see which one you guys wanted me to do. So I found, like, a cute one that was like I found some that were, like, I don't know, different kinds of scenarios and stuff. But there were some cute ones as well. So it would just depend on what flavor chat was feeling. Can only make it for a few minutes. Hope you're all doing well, having fun. Yeah, I am. Just having a day, honestly. So, you're barely hanging. Did you pull an all-nighter? Fog if you're about to fall asleep. Cute suits me for sure. Yeah, does this feel like you're having your phone call with Sarah? A little phone call with Sarah. Well, she eats the lollipop. Yeah, I think this is I've put it on save recording, so you shouldn't have to worry about nefariously having to archive it yourselves. Don't worry, this one should be up. Because I was like, yeah, it's just like this wasn't gonna be spicy or anything. This isn't like a no one can hear it spicy Twitter space. It's honestly just wanted to chat for a bit. Your first time having a Sarah phone call. Really? I haven't even been in one of the previous Twitter spaces. I feel like the Twitter spaces are like are basically just Sarah phone call time. Nefariously archiving. I don't know. What do you do with, like, why else would you be archiving? If not for nefarious purposes.
Lollipop. Not very spicy. All right.
I should probably take that out of my mouth when I talk. Yeah, definitely. Long time no chat. Hello. This might be your first. I don't do them that often, to be honest. Like, I should do them more often, but I don't know. I feel like. Like, if everything was perfect, then, like, if I've got perfect conditions for streaming, I'd rather stream. But Twitter space just kind of feels a bit like less, like, if conditions are less than perfect. I swear I did more. I swear I've done more than three. But it's been a while since I've done one recently. If every pork chop were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs. Thanks, Rita. Yeah, so I kind of just feel like, we're just having a chat. We're just hanging out. We're just hanging out. I feel like haven't done more than three in the entire 1.5 years. Wait, it's probably longer than that. No. Yeah, 1.5. Yeah, 1.5-ish. Yeah, not all of them have been. Not all of them were saved. Some of them I was just like, I just feel like talking for a bit, but I don't actually care about if this is saved or not. Be there or be square. Really. Yeah, and I think like it's kind of nice because it's just people who really want their Sara fix. It's like the Shaolin. Did I ever promise a Shaolin? I think I've always like mentioned that like with the idea of shower Twitter spaces, like all you'd hear is a whoosh, 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 whoosh. Like you wouldn't actually like what well, you or you just like the weird sort of like this muffled sound of the rain covering up the actual talking, and it's like is it to imagine the VTuber naked? Is that the reason? Because I just don't see it being a very I just don't see it being a very good audio experience. Like, if I just turned on the shower but was fully clothed, like, I just don't get it. I just don't get it personally. Can work out the details based on the sound of the water. I can work out Sara's density. You jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? So that's the energy I got from that. If you were gonna do it, you could do it too. Yeah, I think like bath might be like at least you can have a conversation in a bath. But in a shower, you can't really have a conversation, I feel. Like that's why people sing in the shower, right? So no one can hear them. At least when I was living with Snack Mar and Snack Papa, I knew that I could sing in the shower and it would be like fine because the sound of the water covers up everything. Is why I said astrophysics so I can calculate the vector of shower water on Sara. Yeah, see, the shower is the perfect place to sing. I don't even know if you're allowed to bring your phone into the onsen, unless you had like a private onsen or something. But I don't think you're allowed to bring your phone into like the public onsen. I feel like that would be frowned upon. Even if it weren't like taking pictures or anything, I think it's still frowned upon. That's probably fine if you like hired out a private onsen. Yeah, sounds like a false way to get arrested. Yeah, like I know you can get private ones that are like attached to your room, or you can hire out like a private one. Well, even the hotel onsen, like it's usually public to everyone in the hotel, but like you can hire out, yeah, private ones. Is this the size broom closet experience? No, I'm just in my bed. I mean, I could go into the closet if you wanted, but I'm comfy. Because, yeah, they moved. They're no longer working directly outside my window. They are a couple of doors down now, but you can still hear it from my stream room. So I'm like, eh. So this is just Sarah's cozy in bed, eating a lollipop, the Twitter space. Wow. What a thrilling, riveting Twitter space, guys. Like it probably sounds closer to yours because I'm like using my phone microphone and I don't know. Like, it's not like any of the rooms in my house are super big. Like, my stream room's small, my bedroom's small. Those are the only rooms. And then if you count my walk-in wardrobe, it's really just a big closet. How far away am I streaming from the bedroom? There's like a little, like this really small corridor that separates them. Yeah, this is a Zatsu with fewer steps. This is a Zatsu without needing the model. I have a kitchen as well. Like, okay, so technically it's like, I guess there's three rooms really, connected by a series of like, I've also got like more hallway than necessary. Walk-in bathroom. Actually, yes, the bathroom is connected to the bedroom, so. It's got that on the phone quality because it is. So yeah, I've got bedroom, stream room, and then kitchen slash dining room slash living room, all in like one sort of open plan section. And that's it. I heard the bathroom's a walk-in, now you have to climb over the wall. Ohasara. Oh yeah, right. Ohasara, this is Sara Nagare, the surf and storyteller from Prison Project Generation 4 here to create history. See, this is why it's not a stream. It's just us chatting. We're just having fun. I'm just in bed getting cozy, eating a lollipop. It's just nice. Do you guys not? Is that the crawl in bathroom or the climb over bathroom? Thank goodness we confirmed it was Sarah. Yeah, sorry. I should have confirmed earlier. Should have confirmed earlier. What if we didn't come with lollipops? Don't worry. I don't know. Find something else to suck on. The high jump over the barbed wire bathroom, exactly. Oh, not seeing a nasty headache at the moment. It's a very left this chill Twitter space. Oh, I'm glad that you're enjoying the Twitter space, but I'm sad that you have a headache. And why are you sorry, Mirrodin? I didn't just go back to lurking. What do you mean? What do you mean? What did I say? Did I say something wrong? There's some gummy alligators. Those will do. Yeah, if you have some candy of any type. Very many out of context are. It's actually, I think it's harder to like consolidate responding to chat with talking on the Twitter space because I guess it doesn't have that like screen context. Like we're using the two different platforms. So it's like anyone who's just here on Twitter is like, what is he talking about? Anyone who is just on the free talk is like, what is chat talking about, right? So I think it's got this the disconnect here.
Swiss choker my sis got me from her trip from Europe.
Interesting. Swiss chocolate's meant to be quite good.
Hope most VTuber watchers know the deal by now. Using your phone to listen, using my PC. Well, see, I'm using my phone to talk and I'm using my laptop to read the chat, so. But I hope everyone's had a good day. Yeah. Hope it's been nice. Mine's been pretty chill. Got to sleep in a little bit this morning. I had some meetings. Wait, I had to take my car in for the service, like, because I was actually planning on booking it for next week, but the guy on the phone said that they had like two cancellations today so they could fit me in, and I was like, oh, okay. So I'm trying, like, this is a new place that I'm going for the car service, because like I haven't had my car service since I've moved here. So I'm trying somewhere local. But they were really friendly, so if they do a good job and if it's like the price is reasonable, I'll go back. I miss the bookstore's opening hours. Like, what book were you trying to get? Or were you just planning to look? Had about 3 hours of sleep in the past 2 days, so I've been exhausted. Oh my gosh. Why only 3 hours of sleep? Have you been busy? Or has it just been hard to sleep? Yeah, I think you definitely need a big rest, like a big dead to the world sleep in kind of like no one bother me kind of rest. I really want one of those. Once I'm done with my assignments, I think I'm gonna go to bed at like 7 p.m. and sleep until 10 the next day. Oh, you wanted to buy an e-ink reader. The car that I crashed. Yeah, sorry. I kind of cringe at myself for like making it seem like a big deal, because like literally after I just cleaned it up a bit, it's like, oh, I just scratched the paint a bit, I guess. I cringe so hard at myself for like making that such a big deal. It's like, sorry, you literally scratched the paint on the side of your garage. It's fine. And now my garage is getting repainted because of like the whole since the whole complex is getting repainted. Any chip paint that I chipped on the garage is getting fixed. So, ugh. Oh well. I think the reason why I was so shook is because I've never had any sort of incident at all with my car. Ever since, like, I've been driving for like, what? I don't know, 10 years or so. And I've never even like gone a little scratch or anything on it, so. Yeah, literally, and the only victims were my car's passenger door, the side of my garage, and my pride. Dinged a poly the third day I owned my car, and with that, I was set free. Yeah, maybe now I'm free. Me taking in my, I kind of like felt a bit bad about taking my, because I was unprepared, so I had to get all the shit out of my boot to take it in to get service day, because I was like, I can't leave anything in there. But then they'll probably see the dent and scratches on my passenger door and be like, Yeah, I think the pride hurt the most. The biggest casualty. Yeah. So thankfully, like, it's still perfectly drivable and nothing's damaged, but yeah, maybe they're gonna judge me. What was in there? Like, I had some shoes and like a change of clothes and just like, some like old water bottles and stuff. So I was like, it needs to be clean. No, I haven't had a car, oopsie, not since the garage thing. I just thought it needed a service because it's been like a couple of years. You don't take most things out of the car when you bring it to service, but they'll see how you live. You have to dinner with your family, have fun in the lollipop in space. Thank you. I'm taking my sweet ass time with this lollipop, but thank you, Chunky. Have a good dinner. Yeah, because you never know when something's going to happen. You never know. You never know when, like, I don't know how long the change of clothes has been in there, but it's just like I just have an extra t-shirt. Like I don't keep underwear or anything in my car. No. But I sometimes keep a change of shoes just in case, like, you go out, you've been wearing heels, and your feet fucking hurt at the end of the night and you have to drive home, and like I hate driving without shoes. I'm like, I hate doing anything without shoes. It just feels weird. So like, yeah, I keep a pair of like old boots in there just so I can like just something comfy to drive in if I was like wearing heels or something and I don't want to wear them anymore. And then I keep like a spare shirt, like just a t-shirt in there just in case you drop coffee all over yourself or you like I don't know. Like any sort of messy thing that could happen. Do you drive? I don't drive barefoot. No, I hate that. Like when I see people who drive barefoot, I'm like, what the? So, but it's not like I keep underwear or anything in there. So it's not like I was afraid of them touching my unmentionables. No. But I don't know. I just like to be prepared for situations. I'm the most silent lollipop. Like, what do you expect? You're like, threatening. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, wait, do you expect that I'm like gonna crunch it or something? I don't like that because that's mean to your teeth. Barefoot actually gets you a fine. See, that's why. Keep your comfy shoes in the car. But I guess it's like less so for men because men rarely have to change their shoes during an event. I once tried driving at a graduation party without shoes because I couldn't stand it anymore. It was great regretting just get out the parking lot, right? Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, the sensation of trying to drive without shoes on, I think, would freak me out. I mean, I don't wear shoes in the home because that's mean to your carpets. So yeah, I take my shoes off at the door, but you won't catch me outside. You won't see my grippers outside. Yeah, I just don't like it's if you're outside the home, it feels kind of nasty. Or like if you're at the beach, it's fine. Not you might I'm not in Crocs. If I'm just taking like we've got shared garbage can bin things. So you'll catch me toes out, like flip-flops and stuff if I'm just going to throw some rubbish out or something like that. If I'm just going to the bins or something like that, then it's fine. I'm out for like 10 seconds. And you have to step out for a few seconds. Yeah, dump stuff in the bin. That's where I wear the thongs. But you gotta keep the carpets clean, right? Right? It's tough. Actually, I replaced the carpets of the place I live in. It's like, I don't know how else I'm gonna say this. I changed the carpets of my house when I first moved in because I was like, I don't trust the previous, because I think this was rented out previously, and there was like the carpets were pretty disgusting. So I was like, I want to trust that I'm the only person who has been on these carpets. Because there's carpet upstairs, just like in the bedrooms in the steam room. But it's tiled downstairs. So that's a lot easier to keep clean. Like, it's fully carpeted upstairs except for like the bathroom, which is tiled. But then it's yeah, tiled downstairs as well. Have a hardwood floor in the room and never going back to carpets. Yeah, I don't think it. I don't. It wasn't floorboards underneath, so in order to get like hardwood, that would have been a lot more expensive, and also it'd be a lot more noisy, and also a bit like because I knew for streaming, it's actually better to have carpets or at least a rug or something. Like it's better to have the softer floor covering because you won't get the hard echoes and reverberations. And I was like, I'm like literally my job is to talk in a room, so. I need to reduce the echo as much as possible. Yeah, I don't know how anyone does carpet in the bathroom. I've definitely seen those houses that have it though. The noise dampening property of carpet is actually is what makes it worth for like stream rooms and studios and stuff. I'm still going on the lollipop. Who here is a like if you guys were eating a lollipop, would it be gone in seconds? Are you a cruncher or do you like take a sweet time of it? Haha, sweet time of it. Ba-dum-tsh. What do you mean double shower heads? Are they like opposite ends? Just like spraying you from both ends or something? But yeah, the carpet in the bathroom. Yeah, you a cruncher or a sucker? I got this because I was very good and I attended the last class of the semester, and not everyone did. So, not everyone gets a lollipop, but I did. it was like, it's a little, it's kind of bittersweet kind of getting towards the end of my degree. Like, last class of the semester, I've got one left. It's almost over. Actually, yesterday was a really social day for me, because yeah, I went in for my very last class, which was like not even like there was nothing to really do. It was kind of just like a debrief, any questions before like we hand in our assignments and stuff over the next couple of weeks. So, but I got to catch up with a few people that I hadn't seen in a little while because they've been busy. And I also caught up with my like I went out for drinks with my friend, ex-coworker, who went to Wales for the guy. I've told you about this before, so but yeah, I got to catch up with her because she was back in Australia for a bit. Yeah, she's moving. She'll probably move back to Australia towards the end of because she's actually she was telling me how having now traveled to a bunch of different countries around Europe and like having lived in the UK and Wales, she said that Australia's the best. And I was like, yay. Come back. Would I ever do would I ever move overseas with someone? I don't know, they have to be pretty good. I'm just like, I don't know. I have family here. I have snack parents and I have my own place and I don't know. Maybe I'm also just like I thought I'd be a little bit scared about just like uprooting myself. Did you give me reasons why Aussie is the best? The weather. She said the weather is so much better. Because it was she said it was always rainy in Wales and there was a lot of sleet. No, they're still together. She is going like but he's currently at university. So she said that they'd probably have to do like he's hoping to do an exchange to Australia for a year. But otherwise they just do long distance and hopefully he'd be able to move to Australia at the end of it. Yeah, she said it was always rainy and like really, really cold, especially in winter. And she just felt like she could never be warm. I'm like, it'd be interesting to experience like real winter. Like it gets a bit cold here, and I know that like, but it's not as cold as it gets in other places. You must certainly be doing that in due time, but not quite overseas as much as moving further north on the continent. We're not the like where she's a couple years younger than me, and the guy she moved for is a couple years younger than her. So I was joking about her snatching from the cradle. what's the usual lows we consider cold in Oz? I don't know. What do you, fellow Australians in the chat, what would we consider cold? Let's come with some sort of consensus. What do we consider cold? I think single degree Celsius is definitely cold. Do you feel like 16 starts getting cold? Yep. Actually, the guy's still studying. I guess he's pretty young. He's young, but she was telling me a story about like how he was considered a mature age student, despite like only being a few years older than people who are fresh out of high school. So he started his degree like early. So he's early 20s, I'm pretty sure. Because I don't want to give too much away because you'll just reverse engineer how old I am. what's the youngest age you would date? Half my age plus seven. isn't that the rule? Feels worse because the insulation isn't very good. Anything below 20 degrees and I complain it's cold. That's me though. You'd honestly assume you're taking the piss if you told me 18 degrees is cold. I definitely need to wear a jacket. Someone told me that like, oh, it's gonna be 18 degrees tonight, dress appropriately.
I would definitely be putting on a jacket. I'm like, well, it's a bit chilly. I don't know where the half your age plus seven rule came from, but I heard that somewhere and it stuck with me. Well, I guess like if you're like half your age plus seven is underage, so you'd be about 20, right? Because it'd be if you're 20, then the youngest you could date is like 17 based on that math. Where I'm kind of more of the I'm more of the opinion that it probably doesn't matter so much, like the technical number, provided that your life stages aren't too different. No, it's got to be half your age plus seven. Because if it's only plus five, if you're 20, you can't be dating a 15-year-old. I'm sorry. Like 17 would be like, oh, you know, that would probably, if they're in high school and you're in college, like, what do you have in common? What do you have in common? Like, you know, what do you have in common? Like, it's more about life stages. So it's like, that's why, even if someone was doing their bachelor's at university, but when in their final year, so they might only be like, what, 2021? I wouldn't be against that because I'm doing my final year of university as well. So it looks like we'd be at a similar life stage. It was a good one. I just heard of it. There's nothing worse because it gets gradually further apart the older you are. So yeah, say that you're 40. Like, dating a 27-year-old isn't weird. But like that, if I went the other way, I don't think I could like date someone who was close to retirement age or something. Because we're at different life stages. Like I'm not ready to retire. I'm not ready to like be at that life stage, you know? And I'd want someone who, no, don't necessarily like need to have kids or not, but you'd want someone who'd be able to like sort of keep up with those demands of like having children, having a family. Yeah, I think it's like more, so for me, I think it's more about life stages and that sort of compatibility because for me, I think that you should be thinking about, like, my personal opinion on the topic is that people should be, if you're looking for someone to settle down with, it should be at someone who is has some like similar goals to you or similar, like wants or compatibilities. My ex was 2 years older than me, and that apparently drew some jokes. Do you think, yeah, why are 2 years older? Unless you were like, I don't know, one and she was three, like. like similar sort of life goals, like, because if like say that you want kids. But your partner or your prospective partner to be doesn't want kids. That's kind of a huge incompatibility. If that was like really important, if that was really important to you, then like, I don't think you'd be able to make it work. Or like, yeah, say that one of you wanted to live in this country, but the other person wanted to live in another country. Like that would be an incompatibility because like one of you would always be unhappy or have to compromise for it. Your first guess is when you're 2 years old of another 2 year old? What the fuck? I didn't even know what kissing was. Vibing to the same music, surprisingly, quite important too. How far into a relationship would you want the question to be popped? Like the question of marriage. I don't know. What do you guys think is the appropriate time? Because like you hear these stories about people who like, oh, they were dating for 3 months and then they got engaged and married. And I think that's too quick. But then if you're like with someone for 10 years and like you've either at that point, like at that point, you've either decided if you're going to get married or not, I feel. Like if they, but if one person is like still waiting, like if that question hasn't been asked or answered, and it's like 10 years down the line and no one, you haven't discussed it between yourselves, it's a bit like it's totally fine never to get married or anything like that, but you should have at least had the discussion, you know? Second date just to see their reaction. Was together with his girlfriend for literally 10 years before they married. And like it's, at that point I'd wonder why. Like, if you've been together for 10 years, then like what's the point? Just be together for 20. Unless I don't know, you have like there's I think there's probably like tax reasons or something. Yeah, I think that people look at marriage as less and less important these days. And I think that it really is each to their own. Like it's not necessary. The tax benefits. You want to make it clear from the start that you want something serious. But I feel like even having that sort of like that can backfire if the person that you're seeing doesn't like you could probably you might scare them off. Don't even know. Like even I haven't had enough experience to know if that's like if that's scary or not. You've seen people have kids in, I think more and more common, I feel. But I think ultimately it's your personal choice. Like, I don't think anyone has the right to sort of like dictate what you do with your life other than yourself. And then if you are in a relationship, like you and your partner come to that together. I feel like my parents are quite traditional. Snack mama and snack papa, I don't know if they had, I think they were kind of like each other's first relationship. And that's why I always kind of had like them as the model of that to me. And they got married quite young as well. Yeah, they've been married for a very long time, got married quite young. I think they both each had like a not super serious like high school relationship or something before they met each other. But other than that, they were just kind of like it was their kind of first serious relationship. So yeah. I'm trying to think like to Snack Bro and his wife, how do they? Because they also got married quite young, I feel. Like young comparatively to a lot of people nowadays, because like
I feel like most people who tend to get married in what? Like late 20s, like early to mid 30s. But I'm trying to think about Snick, bro. They've been together for so long now that I'm like, how did they? Like, I think they met at some sort of party, like a house party or something, that they both just had like mutual friends who were like organizing it. And I know that Snack Bro had girlfriends before he met Snack Sis. But she was the first one that he kind of like introduced to the family. So. Yeah, so I'd never met any of his other girlfriends before her. Yeah, I think he was only about 24 when he got married, I want to say. Yeah. I can't bring a wife home. Well, they were married first, then they had kids. So they got married, and then like a year or two after, they had the first snack nibbling. I don't know if I'd like to. Yeah, like when you say you can't bring a wife home, that's probably true. Like, I don't think I'd like to, live with both my parents or like my partner's parents and then my partner. Like, that kind of feels weird. Like, I don't know. I mean, has anyone tried that? Can you verify? Is that weird? Is that not weird? Because I'm just thinking about how like necrosexual would react if I like brought someone home. Gonna head out. Hope you have a good rest of your day, Sarah. Have a good day, evening, Sarah. Well, okay, I'm gonna get some rest. Oh my God, you can't be surviving on 3 hours of rest. Heard you trying for grandkids last night? Yeah, that would be a nightmare, wouldn't it? No. You've been there before? Like, maybe it could work. Like, maybe if your parents had like a huge house or something, if it was like a big generational manor and you'd have like wings that no one would ever see you, right? Don't know. It just feels Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure about that one, Chief. A friend at work tells her boyfriend lives with his mom, and she can't think of moving in with him because of that. Not that I want a grandchild thing. Luckily, like, I don't have any pressure on me for that from Snack parents because of Snack Bro and like his kids. So I don't really have the same pressure on me for it, which I'm happy about, but I don't know, maybe one day I'd like to have kids in a family. I really should just get a cat. I'll stop thinking these thoughts, really. I'm not getting married. We're just talking about like the like various hypothetical situations about like would you move for a partner or would you Like, what's the oldest slash youngest you would date, or... All right.
I might start it up again in a sec, okay? But I need to call them back. They're calling about my car. Right, you guys hang out in the free talk. I will be back.